President of the United States believes that the Cold War is over. That's fine. It is over. But Putin doesn't believe it's over. He doesn't believe that that this is a zero-sum game.
Senator John McCain talking about the power of Putin when it comes to the Cold War, Part 2. Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. So it's the standoff in the Ukraine. What's the latest? Well, troops abound, 16,000 in all, and the Ukrainians are in the middle of a crisis because there's not only instability, they have nobody running the show, they also are broke and looking for help. But do you help the country that Russia supplies now some of its needs to, a bunch of its economic power is hanging in the balance? And why does Russia care about the Ukraine? For lots and lots of different reasons. Because natural gas, the pipelines running through the Ukraine. Moscow could cut off the flow if they wanted to, by the way. They've done that before when they've had problems with Kiev. A disruption would pump up energy prices, especially in Europe, so the Europeans don't like this. The Black Sea, problematic where it sits. Think about it. The Russians base their Black Sea Navy there. So the president is talking about sanctions. Our president is talking about sanctions. That there is a serious possibility of it. And the reality is, yes, Russia is dependent on the international community, their economy, in a way that they probably weren't in the past, just like everybody else. But Putin does not care. He is not worried about these sanctions. He is not backing down. He knows that the Ukraine owes $13 billion in debt this year and $16 billion is due before the end of 2015. They'll default. There'll be chaos. There'll be problems. Russia frees the money that they promised in their bailout. And they sent the troops to make sure that there would be peace in that region. It's very, very fragile, needless to say. But the president says no military cooperation, no bilateral agreements of any sort. So what is the end game for the United States? But what is the end game for Putin? It's to be the superpower. Certainly. You've read a Vince Flynn novel or two, or Tom Clancy, or maybe you remember the old James Bond movies. Can you just see it? It's true. You don't have to be a genius to see what's happening here. So once again, we're in the weakened position. We're in the weakened position. Some people are saying, well, you know what? You can't blame this on Obama. You can't blame this on the current administration. Blame it on Bush. I think when you get to the second part of your administration, when you're elected twice, you can no longer blame it on the people that were there before you. Don't they all try to do that? Don't they all try to say that? That if it wasn't for the previous president, we wouldn't be in this situation. So anyway, at this point, it's about what 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue will do, and Congress, because the president is urging Congress to approve appropriations, money for the Ukraine, which does not have any kind of a government in place, and to definitely keep Putin at arm's length with economic sanctions, no military agreements, all that kind of stuff, none of that cooperation. So, 16,000 troops, people panicked because of the money situation. I don't know. This is not looking too good, friends. It's not looking good. And they can have all the emergency meetings that they want at the UN. In the end, Putin does not care. Ever since the president, the former Ukrainian president, was booted, Yankovic, and then there was the anti-government protest, which bravo to them. I mean, this guy was a cretin who sat on a pile of cash in a giant castle and was a terrible president. But now look where they are. He gets voted out of power. He flees to Russia. He says he's still the boss and he wants peace, harmony, and prosperity. Oh, that ship has sailed. It is so sailed. So here you go. Think about this. Think about the history here. 60 years ago, Soviet leader Nikita Khrushchev gave the peninsula for the previous 300 years, part of the Russian Empire and the USSR, to the Ukrainian Soviet Republic because they were part of the Soviet Union, and it was a symbolic gesture. When Soviets collapsed, suddenly it became part of the Ukraine. Crimea, I'm talking about, the Crimea Peninsula. And that shocked Moscow. Moscow and Kiev worked out a deal to divide the Black Sea fleet between Russia and the Ukraine. In 2010, in fact, the Ukraine extended the Russian lease until 2042. But that was then, and this is now. The president of the Ukraine is not in charge. So, now you have the Russian Navy protected. Some 60%, they say, of the population in Crimea is Russian. And they support the Russian occupation. 60%. But the reach is even beyond that. And listen, since Putin came into power, think about this. What's been one of the goals? To prevent either NATO or the European Union from encroaching in any post-Soviet space whatsoever. That's why they played Yankovic with a $15 billion loan to counter what the EU was offering back in December, and that's when all of this started. Oh, me, oh, my, oh. Hang with us. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. But it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America. And he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier. And I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Hey everyone, have you heard about the no-no hair removal device that's sweeping the globe? If you want to go weeks without shaving and get smooth, professional, quality results, here's our favorite host, Cheryl, for no-no hair removal.
Thanks. Hey gals, I love talking about my no-no. It's this cute little hair removal system that you can take with you and use almost anywhere at home or on the road. No more expensive in-office treatments, painful waxing, and no more wasting your valuable time. Got unwanted facial hair? No-no has patented Thermacon technology that works on all hair and skin colors, so it's perfect for using on all body parts. And now you can take advantage of this incredible risk-free trial. Get the No-No, the facial kit, a travel case, and a $100 discount shopping card, and you don't risk a penny to try it. Try the incredible No-No hair completely risk-free. Call 1-800-953-6062. That's 800-953-6062. 800-953-6062.
Music is a word within itself. It's a language we all understand. With an equal opportunity for all to sing, dance, and clap their hands. Well, just because the record has a groove, don't make it in the groove. But you can tell right away it's Dr. A when the people start to move.
A couple of different directions. If you want to throw in your two cents on what the U.S. should do as far as the Ukraine is concerned and Russia, I mean, who appears to be stronger in winning this thing? Is it Putin or is it Obama? I guess it depends on who you listen to. Rachel Maddow says Bush is to blame. George W. Bush is to blame for the Ukraine crisis. Because of some of the decisions on national security and what was determined in his administration, like the war in Iraq and then Afghanistan and all that stuff, and the people being against those wars, so that constrains our thinking about everything, whether it's what we see happening in the Ukraine, the Crimea, if you wanted to be specific, Syria, and just the military and the size of the military. I don't know. Do you think that's true? I think I've already said my piece on that. Once you get into that, especially when you get a second term, you just can't blame the guy in front of you. I don't think you should anyway, no matter. And that's not, that's coming from somebody who does a talk show in her, you know, what she does on MSNBC. But I just as my rule, I don't really think you can go there. Because that's the deal. I mean, first of all, if I run for president, that's it. All bets are off. If I'm running for president and I want that, I want to be the leader of the free world, then the buck stops with me. And anything I inherit, I got to suck it up. And, yes, now I might have to unweave some things, and I don't agree with previous policies, and I might have to do something completely 180 degrees different, but that's on my watch, my administration. I think I can do it, so I surround myself with the right people in my cabinet, and I delegate to the right people, and I step up when I need to step up, you know, and that's it. You can't go back, especially when you're in the second administration and say, well, that's their fault. People are war-weary, so they don't want to hear anything about helping the Ukraine. They don't want to hear anything about helping Syria. That's the reason why we don't want to help Syria, because of everything that's happened in the past. Well, yeah, we're war-weary, because part of it is because of the rules of engagement and the cockamamie things that have happened in Afghanistan, and that started to happen, obviously, at the tail end of Iraq. I mean, that's part of the frustration. What's happened to too many of our soldiers, I think. Plus the way it was played out. I mean, played out in a not particularly as a war. So there was no buy-in there. Maybe in the very, very beginning, but not beyond that. That was a big problem, right? A huge problem. So in the meantime, I'm going to jump back over to the good old U.S. and talk about something completely different, because I have to bring up Mother Nature. Oh, she is a goddess, isn't she? She's been so incredible this winter to so many people. The temperature ups and downs have been incredible. Luckily for me, I have a cough button. This is what happens. I mean, all of you know this. This is when you get sick. I'm not sick right now, but that's what can happen to you. One day you're walking around in 81 degrees. The next day it's 17 degrees. So in the great state of Texas, it's been the ice. It's like just been a massive ice highway. So we had ice over the weekend. It had something like 140 crashes. 3,000 flights were canceled. Pretty bad stuff. But not just in Texas. Washington, Baltimore, Philly all got smashed with snow. I mean, school. Could school be closed anymore? Shovel, shovel, shovel. That's what people are doing. And you heard, obviously, in Washington, not a lot was happening because they had to shut, you know, no one's working. The government's down. National, the Ronald Reagan National Airport, canceled 80% of its departing flights by Monday afternoon. Philly had to trash about a third of its schedule. I'll tell you what, I'd like to be a travel agent right now with a good deal, because I'd be hitting up all those people on the East Coast. Tired of 8 inches of snow? Got a few extra days off? Ever think of Bermuda? The Bahamas? Yeah. And it's in the southeast, too. Freezing rain, snow bursts, all kinds of crazy things. Snow also was dumped on Indianapolis, Louisville, St. Louis. There were a lot of wrecks. Interstate 95 shut down. There were parts of a lot of different roads. 70 had to be shut down, too. Across the country, if I looked at all the roads, all of them at some point had some piece shut down. I feel pretty confident in saying that as fact. Then the worst of all is the power outages. Boom, boom, out go the lights. It's not fun unless you're a kid. Arkansas, 14. I shouldn't say that, because then we'll count the months for babies being born. Arkansas, 14,000 people didn't have power. Memphis, 20,000. Nashville, 9,500. Tennessee, Missouri, smaller. Something like 400. Mississippi, 1,500. Louisville, 309. Ugh. I know I've said this before, but boy, oh boy. Spring cannot get here fast enough. And we're almost to the point, I think it's next weekend, where we spring ahead. So that, at least mentally, I think, will make us feel good. Time to spring ahead. At least in our minds, we are there. We are so there when it comes to spring. You know, I like snow, and I like some winter weather, but the weather is just so, you know, it's just one of those, it's one of those winters, unpredictable. And everybody's exceeding their snow removal budgets, so that's a problem, because then who gets that passed on to them? I mean, here's an example, Virginia. They had $10 million worth of snow removal. It was budgeted. And they're way past that. They've already exceeded it by almost $4 million. And then it's the whole thing about delivering salt. In Rhode Island, they were waiting on pins and needles. Please, please, please. And they got it right before the storm, which is good. So they got their shipment of salt. But all around, the temperature drops are crazy. The blankets of snow and ice and... yeah. Virginia, Terry McAuliffe, the governor, it sounds so odd to say that, declared a state of emergency because of the storm. Richmond, 8 inches of snow and sleet. It was bad. And then it started on Sunday, too. So, you know, it's like, which is better? It's like someone said to me, would you rather have snow or ice? You know, snow versus ice. If you take on the two, snow versus ice, which one do you prefer? I think there's no question I'll take the snow. Ice, you just have a little bit of ice, and it's not so nice. Not when you're trying to get navigate back roads or the highways. It's awful. Because you just don't know when those rear tires are going to spin out on you, or maybe even the front. And it's, you know, hey, we're all equalized in this. Doesn't matter what you're driving. I suppose the bigger the car in one way, the more protection you have. But I hate hearing these weather stories where people are killed. I mean, you know, people die in these weather accidents. Schools should be shut down. They should be shut down. It only makes sense. Hey, coming up next on America Tonight, you're going to love it. We're going to introduce you to somebody who's off the grid. Yeah, he went off the grid, grew up in New York, has moved to Montana. Rich Sheban. And tells you how you can live that kind of life and preserve your future. We'll explain coming up next on America Tonight.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on Big Pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The Patriots at UtopiaSilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from UtopiaSilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit UtopiaSilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and talk to the Patriots at UtopiaSilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. UtopiaSilver.com.
A little right, a little left, but always independent-minded. The Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM-1 from Terraganics. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM-1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM-1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TERRAGANIX.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM-1 from Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Tonight, how many of you have fantasized about living off the grid, right? A lot of people talk about it, but do they really do it? Wait till you meet our next guest. Rich Sheban is in our virtual green room right now, and he's a guy who grew up just like me in New York, but apparently he liked the outdoor life too. I'm going to let him tell his story, kind of that dual existence. And he chose to live off the grid. He's written a book about it, and we're going to talk about that. But, Rich, first of all, thanks for coming on the show. Did you have to walk far to get a phone?
No. You know what? We dovetail 19th century skills with 21st century technology around here. And I have a computer. I have a phone. So some of the modern appliances and technologies that we don't have, we do not miss, like television, for example.
Yeah, so here's what you do. You grow up in New York, and then you decide to move to Montana. Why Montana? How'd you pick Montana?
Well, first of all, I've always had a love for nature. Everything about the wild world, the natural world, made sense to me. And I could see what was happening financially, economically, socially, and politically in this country. And I can see that the middle class would be unable to control its own destiny. So those were the two main reasons that brought me out to Montana. It was a dream. It was a goal. And I don't want to get your listeners the wrong impression. I love New York. I love growing up there. You know, I grew up in the 70s era, during the nightclub era, and the early 80s as well. And, you know, I had a lot of fun. But I also was in the Boy Scouts for many years. I was also going to day camps and overnight camps. And I went to as much fishing as I possibly could in the metropolitan area, even some hunting and trapping. I used to remember dancing all night, Kate, and have my fly rod, my waders, and my fly fishing vest in the trunk of my car. I'd drive 2.5-3 hours north, not even sleep, and go fly fishing. So I've always had this innate love for nature.
Yeah, so as you said, being able to do that, you were kind of doing what I said in the beginning. You had this kind of dual existence, and you said it was a dream to be able to go to a place like Montana, and you were able to do it pretty early. What finally, you know, when did you finally know, okay, I have this together, I can do this, I can pull this off? Because you were in your 20s, right?
Yeah, I was 26 when I left. I started my first little bit of equity. It was a roach-infested trailer. I had a bomb for cockroaches once a month. I had to break the ice in the toilet because it was a really old trailer. I ended up buying a newer trailer, putting it on the site in a trailer park, and then selling it. And things fell into place. I was working for I worked for two pharmaceutical industries back east. One, I was the first sales trainee. And I kind of, you know, one of my first goals was to get a forestry degree. And I got a degree up in the Adirondack Mountains of state New York, and I tried to get a job interview with the National Forest Service, which was going to be my most realistic ticket to going to Montana. And they told me right at the interview they would not hire me as a white male. So I had to switch gears, go back to school, and I ended up getting 3 degrees. I spent over 20 years in the pharmaceutical industry, and most of it actually here in Montana. And even though my health is not the greatest, it all worked out, and I'm living my dream.
Yeah, and you talk about living your dream. What are some of the things that, if you want to live off the grid, and like I said, we're going to talk about actually your book, One New York Man's Journey to Off-the-Grid Living in Montana. But what are some of the things that you discovered you could do, and actually it worked out pretty well? You didn't have to have all that stuff.
Well, you know what? We live pretty rugged, Kate. I know people who have larger amp-hour solar systems than we do, and even a 48-volt system. We have a 24-volt system, 675 amp-hours. I know people who have every appliance, including big-screen TVs, who also live off-grid. But we live pretty rugged because this is the way we choose to live. We have no traditional running water, no traditional flushing toilet. We have no interior pipes. We have no water heater, no pressure tank. We heat the cabin with an Amish wood cook stove, and that's how we heat our water as well and cook. So we're living this way because this has always been my dream to live off the land. We hunt for our meat. We catch our own fish. We can everything. We don't own a freezer. Again, no TV, no microwave. This is just a great life because especially when you have, I've got two types of spinal stenosis. I've actually lost 90% of the strength of my arms. And this lifestyle actually keeps me alive. It keeps me from being a cripple. I do everything with moderation and modification. And if I was just sitting behind a desk or sitting in front of the blue light laying on the couch all the time, I think I'd be a goner.
Yeah, wow. So well said, because you're able to get yourself out there and you're living off the land. I mean, you truly are living off the land. Do people ask you for advice when they want to try to make that transition?
Well, all the time. And the biggest reason is not just their love for nature, Kate. The biggest reason is why they're asking me, and that's why I have so many. The first half of my book is talking about the why we need to be more self-sufficient, more tangible as a people. The middle class is losing ground, and they're looking for a plan B, a plan C. They're looking for some type of alternative life choice from the faulty American dream where they're not just a hamster on a wheel running to nowhere. So I get a lot of questions, and I try to help as many people as I can. In fact, I have a goal to help at least one person every day, and that's one of my purposes for doing this, these radio shows and writing this book, because I just – so too many people are losing their homes, their home equity, their dreams. The middle class is stagnant at best. And with all the corruption and manipulation and this emperor has no clothes society that we live in, people are not gaining ground. And I want to try to be an answer to some people where they can regain some of their lives and control some of their own destiny.
Wow, what a great goal, one person every day. And people can take baby steps, right, Rich?
Absolutely. You know, I couldn't do it. When I first moved from New York to Montana, I had to get my third college degree. I had to save up money. You know, I had roadblocks like a divorce. My health was a huge roadblock. nothing in life is going to be easy, folks. And if you really want it, and you don't want to go into your deathbed being a someday aisle, you know, you got to go for your dreams and your goals, no matter, even if they're as humble as mine, which is living off the land, living off the grid.
Yeah. And one thing that people can do, and I'm sure, and you say in the first part of your book, you talk about why being self-sufficient. And do you think that even now, and you've said this, that it's more apparent that that kind of stuff has to happen for people because it's more now the have and the have not? So if you're the haves, then you're living a whole different lifestyle than the people who keep trying to make it, but they're living paycheck to paycheck and they're just burdened by debt, right?
Absolutely. And that's why I talk again about the financial, economic, social, and political reasons why. I shoot political correctness in the head, and I talk about how so many people, because of the powers that be, their opinions are being changed through threats, intimidation, bribery, blackmail, shaming. This is nothing but force and fear. And I just feel that as an American, because I call myself an average Joe, non-hyphenated American, okay? Now, that being said, I think that if you look at the statistics out there, Kate, 90% of people live in urban America. 10% live rurally. Okay, I feel that our economy, our dollar, and I just talk about all this in the book, is hanging by a thread. Especially the reserve currency status, which is the U.S. dollar for oil money. I think it's all hanging by a thread. And until we come up with a plan where we can all have the same rules, laws, and accountabilities for everybody, where we don't have, you know, all these different groups. We're not all of our civil liberties and our rights, our Constitution was made for individual merit, and we're being looked at by groups. And people don't know where to turn. They don't know how to proceed. Everybody's stagnant and stifled. And I just feel if we can reverse the centralization of America, I try to make this clear on every radio show that I'm on. Every state has rural ground. Even Jersey. I make that as a joke, because if anybody's ever been to Jersey, you got to ask yourself, no way. But every state has rural ground. And if people could start moving to the country, getting a little acreage, you're going to make up so much ground just because your taxes and insurance are going to be so much less. Look at the Generation X, Y, and what do they call it, the millennium after that?
Yeah, millennium.
Look at the savings and investing rates of those generations. How are they going to buy your house for profit, especially when they don't have anything saved? And the taxes are so high, so many people in urban suburbia aren't even looking at a home as being an investment anymore. So this is why I'm such a proponent of buying a little acreage, living humbly, growing your own garden, not having to worry about GMO food. One out of two of us are dying of cancer. There's enough evidence out there that shows that GMO food causes cancer. It causes DNA changes and our organs. It creates failure in our organs. And then there's steroids, hormones, antibiotics, and our meat. I mean, you can't even go to the store without buying meat that doesn't have red dye in it.
I know.
This is a very healthy lifestyle that even if you don't have full strength, even if you're older, you can you will appreciate nature. You'll be happier. And I'll tell you something, folks. People, I am a huge proponent of synergy. The powers that be are doing everything to divide us, okay? And I talk about the triple D effect, and basically that means...
Rich, hang on a second. Hang on a second. We're up against it. We want to talk about the triple D effect. Can you hang with us?
You betcha.
Yeah, we're going to talk about the triple D effect in just a second. We're back with Rich Sheehan with more Living Off the Grid. He's doing it. You can do it too. We're going to talk more about that coming up on the flip side here on America Tonight.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95, on sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu-fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
All right, we're back with Rich Sheban, and of course, as we mentioned, he's living off the grid in Montana. He's written a book called One New York Man's Journey to Off-Grid Living in Montana. You were talking about the Triple D effect when we had to step aside. Tell us about the Triple D effect.
Well, the Triple D effect is my own little concoction, and it's basically one of the reasons why the middle class is so suppressed, Kate. And the Triple D effect is being distracted, dumbed down, and divided. So the American people are looking for a game plan that they can succeed at, that they can eat healthy, that they can be happy. And I also have a little saying about that. In fact, it's on my website. The happiest people don't have the best of everything. They just make the best of everything. The wealthiest person is not the person with the most stuff, but the person who needs the least. And if you could live out in the country and really change your priorities, you will not just be happier, but you'll be healthier as well. Because we are on a path, folks, as Americans, that where everything that's happening we're going to lose the ability to be happy, healthy, or even human. It's all going to fade away. And I can see that so many things are being diminished: value, appreciation, trust, respect, love, and forgiveness. And we need to have a balance in nature. And the best balance isn't going home and watching blue lights or some type of television or something, and the other half being working. The balance is city and country life. The balance is nature. The balance is appreciating and smelling the coffee and having some free time to realize what's really important in life. And the best thing that I feel is the ability to help people. I really enjoy helping other people. And If we all did that, if we just helped one person every day, our society would be so much better. But the powers that be are dividing us. And that's why I'm such a huge proponent of this lifestyle.
Yeah, how did we lose our way? Why did it become such a grab bag?
Well, people can, you know, a lot of people throw out greed and things like that. But what's really hurt, a lot of people blame ignorance, apathy, and indifference.
Mm-hmm.
But what's really destroying middle class success is the fear of the consequences of being politically incorrect.
Mm.
This is enormous. Political correctness, Kate, is destroying us. And
I agree.
In the meantime, we're insulting every minority, every woman out there with all this victim group and protectionist group status. And we need to have the same rules, laws, and accountabilities. And until we do that, there will be no success for the middle class. And the powers that be will keep everybody under their footprint. And right now, in America, 93% of people are stagnant. And can I throw a couple of statistics out?
Yeah, let's hear them.
Okay. In the 1970s, 1 out of 50 Americans were on food stamps. Today, it's 1 out of 6.5, 1 out of 6 for welfare. The bottom 50% of income earners in the U.S. collectively own less than 1% of the national wealth. So much for equality, fairness, and tolerance. The people who are preaching this aren't practicing it. And we need to hold people's feet to the fire. For the first time in the U.S., banks own a greater share of residential net worth than all the individual Americans put together. 83% of the stocks are owned by 1% of the people. And that's why, you know, there's three main investments, and I talked about this in my book, stocks, bonds, real estate, and precious metals. Anything that's paper, that's not tangible, can be manipulated. Corruption and manipulation is so prevalent today, Kate, that consumer demand and confidence is almost non-existent.
Mm-hmm.
We have a massive explosion in debt for households, corporations, and government. Savings is dropping like a rock. The government sector makes 60% more than the private sector counterparts, and their pensions are $5 trillion in the hole. And since 2008, the public sector wages have gone up 12%. The private sector's gone down quite a bit. I mean, everything that makes sense is we're going the opposite direction. The road to prosperity for a nation isn't a straight highway. You got to make turns and curves. You got to turn on Logic Lane. You got to turn on Common Sense Avenue. You have to have Equal Accountability Boulevard there too. I mean, we're getting to the point that we have a special tiered system of rules, laws, and accountabilities, and people are giving up. We're taking away everything that makes us human. And that's why living in nature and having this balance, to me, is so important. And I want to make it perfectly clear, folks. If you read my book, you will see that I'm an average Joe. I'm not any smarter, any better than anybody listening to this program. Okay? But I had a dream. I had goals. I saw what was happening. I was blessed to have a little foresight and a little tenacity. And I'm living this way, and I feel an obligation to share some information with the American people so they can maybe change their lives. And it shouldn't matter what skin color you are. It shouldn't matter what gender you are. Nothing should matter. We should be judged in getting a job by hard work. This is the following criteria I have in my book. Hard work, effort, proven results, qualifications, word of honor, diligence, tenacity, and principle. And if we did that, we wouldn't have the powers that be basically pointing fingers and making everybody angry and against each other. We need synergy. We don't need any more division, or else we're going to have at least a race war, and our economy's ready to collapse as we're speaking. So I hope I can give some little tidbits of information that might be able to make everybody's life a little better.
Yeah, and we've talked about your book, you know, again, One New York Man's Journey to Off-the-Grid Living in Montana. So give us a few, we have a couple of minutes left, give us a few things that people could kick into place right now to start doing some of the things that you've obviously done very well.
Okay, so you want solutions regarding the tangible aspects of my life living off-grid,
yes.
Is that what you're asking?
Yes.
Okay, first of all, getting healthy is so important, folks. I have some hints on consuming foods that are non-GMO, that are basically immune example, sugar is an immune suppressant. So eating healthy is so important. If I didn't eat this way, with the spinal stenosis I have, I have stinging and burning in my arms and spine every day. Sleeping is very difficult for me, but if I didn't have my diet and the little chores to help me move around my hobby farm, I'd be a cripple right now, or at least half a cripple. So being healthy and eating the right foods is so important. Keep away from hormones, steroids, and antibiotics, okay? I personally think keeping away from city water, any municipal water. I'm not a big fan of bottled water either because there's still chlorine in that. I think well water is very important for a lot of people in urban suburban America. I know it's very difficult to do, but I think there's some health issues with all the chemicals that we're ingesting in our food, water, and air. The next thing I would do is get together with like-minded people. I get a lot of questions, whether I'm giving a radio talk or a talk in general. Well, I don't have that much money. Well, I'm finding people, communities all over this country who are getting together with like-minded people. They're going to Liberty meetings and just keep away from the followers. Get together with the thinkers and say, hey, I want to move to the country. What skills do you have? One person might have a little extra money or capital. One person might have some building skills. One person might know how to hunt and fish and grow a garden and build a greenhouse and know animal husbandry. One person might not know how to put a solar array together so you can live independently. One person might have a job already at home where they can make money off the internet. They're making money and they can create cash flow for the group. One person might stay in the country after the first initial purchase is done and be the caretaker while the final bunch of people get their ducks in a row in the city to move to the country. Communicate. And I hope I was redundant on the word synergy. Communicate, negotiate, be synergistic, not division. Put everything on paper. If you want to do this, it doesn't matter what your capital is. It matters what your capital with how much money you have a little bit, but it matters what your skills are. Barter your skills. Get with the right people. And if you really want to do this, if nature really is calling your name and you like variety and you don't like the politically correct cookie-cutter follower mentality that we're living in, that most people are living in this world, break free. Go for it. There's nothing in life is guaranteed. There's risks for everything that we do. Mm. There's always unforeseen circumstances, but I say go for it.
Yep, absolutely. What a great conversation. Rich, if somebody wants to get your book, where can they get it?
Well, if you want to go to my website, it's real easy to remember. See, it's actually easier than the title. It's offgridmontana.com. That's offgridmontana.com, and Montana is not abbreviated. It is spelled out. And I got some neat things on there, some information about the book, including the table of contents, a little summary in there. I'm warning everybody, there's my little disclaimer, there's a hunting and fishing category in there as well, but you don't have to go in there. There's farm animals, there's just a lot of stuff. Yeah.
Gotcha.
And,
I gotcha.
And I have some neat trail cam pictures in there, Kate, where I have a picture of even a mountain lion on my property.
I love it. Rich, we are out of time. Go to his website, get his book. This is terrific stuff. Thanks, Rich.
It's time to get your green on with the great green sale from Freeze Dry Guy. Now through St. Patrick's Day, March 17th, cases of delicious freeze-dried vegetables, green beans, and green peas are now on sale at veteran-owned freezedryguy.com. You don't need to be Irish to feel like you have pots of gold with a healthy supply of these delicious, nutritious green vegetables. They're perfect for your emergency preparedness needs or outdoor activities from camping to RV travel. Green beans and green peas, easy to prepare, easy to enjoy, and now easier than ever to buy. How about some green backs in your wallet or purse just for ordering? Act now, and Freeze Dry Guy will give you $25 in survival bucks for every case you purchase by St. Paddy's Day. So get your green on now, veggie lovers. Call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, or log on to freezedryguy.com, freezedryguy.com.